Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, it is another global transmission, another worldwide transmission against tyranny. And I am wound up. I am running around here like a maniac, the maniac I am. Barely even got into the broadcast chair, even though I was just here about 3 minutes ago. I am just so locked and loaded, so ready, so frustrated that I am not living up to the full potential of what I need to. And so I am going to attempt today, in this first hour, to engage in 1 hour of news and analysis, bam, bam, bam. Because the Alex Jones you see and hear on the radio is not Alex Jones. It's the Alex Jones that lives in these 3 hours every day, who's frustrated and never gets into all the news. The real Alex Jones sits here quietly reading stacks of news and having real foresight and understanding to a very high level. And to defeat the globalists, we must have knowledge. I must transmit this information. Also, my treadmill's broken, so I didn't get to jog this morning. I'm in a very angry mood right now. I don't know why I'm telling you that. Well, maybe because I smashed a keyboard at the start of the show yesterday. Probably nobody noticed. They cut away quickly. I am wound up, so get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Sussman, a best-selling author, is going to join us via video Skype in the second hour. But we'll have news in the first hour, the guests, and I'll take some calls in the second hour. And then I promise, and I've ordered the crew to come in here and punch me in the nose, figuratively, actually physically, if I don't take a whole bunch of phone calls in the second and third hour today. So that is all coming up. Brian's written a powerful book breaking down and chronicling the statements and documents of the globalist, what they plan to do with our private property here in the Western world under eco-tyranny. And of course, that is his latest book. We're going to be breaking all of that down coming up today. Now, I am going to just sit here calmly preparing myself and resetting. It's called rage meditation. I've invented it. And we are going to go to break. We're going to come back. And we are going to go over the news and information today in the best fashion I can. But if you've just joined us for the first time, you have found it, my friends. You have found the tip of the spear. You have found the number one alternative media transmission in the world. And you have found a broadcast where we bring a collection of people who are awake and unchained from the global matrix. I am here not to try to awaken you. That isn't enough of a term. That's only one level of it. I don't want you just awake. I want you to come alive! That's what we need, and that's what will defeat the globalist. The ether in which our enemies swim, the ether in which they operate, is people who are in a mind-numb trance. It's not enough to be awake. You must come alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! You're only alive once in the middle of an incredible universe. So come alive! Get ready! Hold fast! Humanity is coming at you straight ahead! We'll be right back.
the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. We're not about to make that same mistake.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, blasting out worldwide, cutting like a razor-sharp bayonet right into the guts of the globalists in the info war, clubbing their lies wide open, smashing their frauds to the ground like ripe melons under the club. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from the dead comes our republic, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is awakening, and I am simply here chronicling it, attempting to get people out there who have been deep in a trance to awaken and come alive. We sleep, they live. We are culturally and spiritually dead. The globalists are on fire. But on fire for evil. We have to become on fire for truth and justice and the enjoyment of standing up to these scum and saying it doesn't matter what you do. We are now engaging. We are now turning it loose. We are now coming up against you. And all your propaganda doesn't matter because history shows and common sense dictates and all experience hath shown that evil cannot stand up against good if the good keeps on a-coming. And that's what this is all about. You see, the corrupt have sold us that they're our saviors and they love us and are taking care of us. Collectively, people are understanding that's not the case. But individually, we're fighting it in different ways, or a lot of people are just sitting on the sideline because they feel disenfranchised. They don't believe in themselves. Let me tell you something. The globalists tell you you don't have power all day and that it's a foregone conclusion that we're going into bondage because they're scared and they know the power you have and they're afraid of you using it. They're afraid of you taking that first step leads into larger things. Big things have small beginnings. All right, let's just stop right there before I go into the customary preaching on this Friday, the 3rd of August, 2012, global transmission. And what I'm going to do now is just begin with the news. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I normally, for some reason, start on my right and go across to my left in the stacks and then never get through 4 or 5 articles of hundreds. Let's start on the left-hand side today, and I'm going to attempt again. It's never been, we've never succeeded, except back when I was first on radio, I was more focused and I could go over hundreds of articles. We're going to try to go over this right now. Let's go ahead and begin. Let's go ahead and begin right here. Update. Toronto police sued for $1.4 million over G20 hairy legs profiling. That is our top story today, ladies and gentlemen. I usually put the most important news on the right and move across to the left, but it's all important. Let's just start with this right here. Deadline Hollywood. NBC buys United Nations drama and is intending to produce a show like The West Wing, but at the UN, about how they're great and love us and they're all going to save us. And, of course, ABC just bought one called Founding Fathers to denigrate gun owners, the Founding Fathers and Texans, and imply we're all terrorists who need to be arrested. They have to now sell the new narrative that the threat isn't al-CIA to al-Qaeda. It is the American people that are aware of the globalist criminal activity. The Weekly Standard also reports mainstream media blacks out Chick-fil-A story that they sold out nationwide and that they've never had bigger profits than everyone is revolting against the globalist mafia tactic of saying if the government doesn't agree with your political views, you're not allowed to have a business. I mean, it doesn't get any more Nazi Germany than that. That's how the Nazis started out. Let's continue moving along to this little giblet here. You can see this up at Infowars.com via Newsbusters. Soros-funded propaganda machine Think Progress falsely claims global warming melted streetlights in Oklahoma. And what did they do? They knew full well the local news article said there'd been a fire in the downtown area of the town, and it had melted the streetlights that were by the fire. Well, you didn't stop Soros and them, you know, who say I should be shut down, and Matt Drudge is evil, and you know, everything else, the free speech is evil. It doesn't stop them from saying global warming did that. It's like they say polar bears can't swim. Penguins can't swim. Okay, yeah, they're all dying. Whatever. I'm done talking about it. The point is there is that little piece of news for you right there. Just it's every day, you know, they've got Al-Qaeda running jihads over in Syria right now. They're burning churches and burning synagogues and murdering everybody publicly. And then the news points cameras and says Assad did it. Assad was actually a big stabilizer and an angel cake compared to Al-Qaeda. But I'm unpatriotic because I don't support Al-Qaeda. Okay. Let's continue moving along. I've got that whole stack of news. Big, big war clouds. Right over here on the right-hand stack, we're going to go from the least important to the most important. And not that all this isn't important. It's just that, you know, World War III type stuff, you know, might be a little more important than that. I mean, everybody knows what George Soros does. Continuing here. Woman, 65, shoots at would-be jewelry robbers in Garden Grove. And you got to go watch this video. We got it up at Infowars.com. A lot of the local news actually cut part of it. These five robbers pile in. Five robbers pile in to the jewelry store, and they've got their guns, and she just shoots into the ceiling, which it was a one-story facility, so I guess that's okay. I would have shot directly at them. That'll really get them on their heels. And they all pile out like a cartoon out the door. I mean, it is just amazing footage. And it only got local news, not national news. And the police aren't so brainwashed as to say it's wrong. In New York, she would have been arrested. But in Orange County, people are a little more pro-freedom there. One of the few enclaves left where they're not total absolute communist lovers and tyranny lovers. But, you know, the most dangerous city in the world is Chicago with a total gun ban for the citizens. And as soon as she shoots into the ceiling, they all just run high speed and pile out that door. I mean, it looks like those old movies where they speed up the sword fights. Those guys are running so fast. That's good. I'm always narrating stuff like we're watching it. If you're a radio listener on XM 166 or AM and FMs all over the country. The reason I narrate sometimes is we have a sizable audience watching on the live streams at prisonplanet.tv. If you want to go over there and check that out and see the nightly news and a lot more. So there's one of those reports. Very interesting. By the way, I see these every day. The latest crime statistics, even from the Justice Department, that are actually cooked to make it not look as good as it is 22. I was saying 21. That was a number from a few years ago. I looked it up. Guns are used to frustrate crimes 22 times more often than they're used in crimes. Of course, look at places with more guns. You have less crime. I mean, I sleep really good at night. You come home, invade, you are going to be in deep trouble. Real fast. Real fast. And it's not because I live in fear. It's because I live empowered. Hey, we've gotten through about five articles here. Let's continue on with the next one here of about 200. Why doctors are more dangerous than guns. New Health Ranger investigation video. Mike Adams is going to be sitting in here Monday. I've actually been coming to work most of the days where you hear a guest host every few weeks. I'm just getting so much ready with the new news shows and all the reporters and all the new studios we're building and a bunch of other stuff that I just literally, people say, well, hire a manager. No one knows specifically what I know. Not that I have all the answers, but for the info war, for this type of media, I am the world leader in alternative media. That's been written about in all the big publications admit it. And it doesn't even mean we're that good. In fact, we're not professional. We're just trying to get at the truth. We're not all big glitzy. But we're trying to gear up at the next level. And so I appreciate Mike Adams coming in on Monday. Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew, both of which never wanted to be on the air, who I made go on air, basically. I didn't order them to, but I said, oh, you need to. Have become very good broadcasters And you see Rob Due now on big syndicated radio shows around the country. You hear him. Aaron Dykes does a better job most nights than I do on the nightly news. Because he's not exhausted like I already am from 3 hours of radio the nights he does it. But it's the same thing. I've come in before, not done the radio and done the nightly news and done a lot better jobs because I'm not already, you know, fired my my adrenaline and exhausted the glucose in my little electrochemical computer called my brain. Point is that all of you are leaders, too. You just got to start fighting, and you will get better. I assure you, the first time you go in and take a jiu-jitsu class, you're not going to be very good at it. Or the first time you go take a needlework class, you're not going to be very good at it. I assure you, the first time you go shoot a gun, you won't be probably that good at it. But you will get good at it. Everything is done by increment. Tyranny and evil dominates by increment. Good will reverse things by increment. And he goes over the numbers. According to U.S. government statistics, you are 6,200 times more likely to be killed by your doctor than by a homicidal shooter. This is the topic of a new video that's just been released, and we've got it up at Infowars.com right now with all the numbers. Very powerful info. Another lifeguard's gotten in trouble. You heard about the one that they said, well, if somebody's drowning right past this line that isn't our property, you can't save them. Really, I checked the state law in that state. They have a good Samaritan law there, too. It's actually illegal not to help somebody if you think you can. In that state, it is right here where I live, but in Vancouver, Washington, a swimmer saved a 12-year-old who was caught in currents, took him to the hospital, and they've charged him for the hospital visit. Now, got to punish people for taking action. The globalists don't want that. All right, big news straight ahead on Facebook ripping you off and World War III. All right, folks, I'm Alex Jones. We are back live. You can find our Facebook and our Twitter and all the rest of it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Links right there. Speaking of Facebook, which we use to get the word out, you know their stock's fallen by 50% for several months before. We're on record with guests saying it was a pump and dump of the biggest proportion ever with all the big globalist and Bilderberg group members involved. That's why in Switzerland, a year and 3 months ago at the last Bilderberg before the one in Virginia a few months ago, it was Facebook people there with the head of the NSA. They use it as a giant spying operation. They admit that. And they sell your data. The White House is now being given all of your personal info to use against you. That's in the news today. I got a whole bunch of Facebook news. It's all up at Infowars.com. Links to it. They're very loving people. You know, the creator of it calls you dumb effers. He said, our customers trust us. They're dumb effers. Very nice people. Very, very nice people. New Facebook tool may turn friends into enemies for the Democratic cause. And it's some Fox News. And they go on and report on the fact that they're just giving 90 million users data to the White House. And the White House has bragged about that. Continuing, House urges Obama to fight UN web regulation. I love this. They're like, oh, the Pentagon just wants to take over the web and censor people and put control hubs in. That's what the House that's moderate wants. Oh, but they're fighting the UN taking it over and doing the exact same thing. And it's all two different hands of the same system that does the exact same thing. That's why they're reporting in CNET News that the censorship that the Pentagon wants of the web, the Pentagon is already over the web illegally here. Again, not our Pentagon. It works for the bankers at the top. You have to understand, our country's been captured, folks. And so the average military person's a good person on average, but not the leadership. The leadership's globalist. They go into Congress and tell them that the UN is their boss. I mean, you've seen those videos. You've heard it. I mean, we're now deep into this because the globalists transferred the power to the UN because they control it. So it's not like it's taken us over. The bankers took us over and created this new illegitimate group to officially transfer the power to. You understand that? It'd be like a bad loan officer at a house sale, and then they really sit there and have you sign documents. You don't pay attention, and then they give it to their wife. You're like, but I was buying the house. I just paid for it. They go, no, you agreed to give it to my wife. We're like, oh, your wife took over. No, the guy in the room took over. Okay? So that's what's happening here. It's important to understand this. It's not let's get out of the UN. It's let's get the bankers out who hijacked this country through fraud. House urges Obama to fight UN web regulation. The House unanimously approved a resolution on Thursday urging the Obama administration to fight efforts to give the United Nations agency more control over the Internet. Proposals to give the UN's International Telecommunications Union more control over the government and governance of the Internet could come up in a conference in Dubai in December. The move is reportedly backed by China, Russia, Brazil, India, and other UN members, who themselves the global bankers have allied with. See, the bankers are all playing nations off against each other and promising them, if they sign on to the exact same proposal, that they'll get the power. But it's the same proposal. Even CNET News breaks this down. What they're calling for is what the Pentagon's calling for, and it's what England's calling for. And see, that creates a global web the bankers control, with all the nations clamoring to the globalist and the UN to be stakeholders in a game that's controlled. And again, it's not that the governments aren't sophisticated to understand this. They're all infiltrated by globalists. It's just when the globalists get a country that's uppity like Russia or something, you know, that has its own crime syndicate that doesn't want to play ball with the bankers, then they'll use other countries against it and they'll gang them up. But anytime any country gets strong, the globalists bring it down. That's why while they're debilitating the rest of the world economy, they're busy really making sure the U.S. economy gets screwed up and that the family's screwed up and that everything falls apart. Because if we're a bunch of mindless, drugged out jellyfish, we're easy to control. So it continues. I've got a bunch of financial news that I want to go over. I'll do that, though, after the break because it's a big stack. And then also the huge stack on Iran, Syria, World War III, Ahmed Dinajid saying wipe out the Zionist government, which is inflammatory, but then the media spins it. He says blow up Israel. That's how they translate it. That's not what he said. And I'm not defending him. It's just that there's lies there. It's like the West is showing Al-Qaeda atrocities and saying Assad did it and putting out fake Photoshop photos, which they admit, and doing fake CNN broadcast. It's just they're all bad. It's just Iran isn't conquering us and isn't in control of the UN and our military and our bank accounts and our police. That's why the immediate enemy is the globalist, okay? If Iran was a real threat and did something, you know, nuke their military bases, it's far more sophisticated than that. So we're going to break all that down coming up. Also, there's an attempt to censor Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and it's being done by a robot. It's not being done by a human. I'll explain it. States and our republic, our constitution, is public enemy number one to the globalist. Every major TV show, drama, CNN, badmouths our founding fathers, badmouths our freedom, our private property, our families. These people want us under their control. They want us dumbed down. They're ruthless. And it's time to wake up to the fact that we're under attack and to do something about it and not just lay here and take it. That's right. The trouble is just beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me hit on this first right now. We even have some of the music here. And I would imagine that even the makers of this is the best plug they've ever gotten, Biotronic Project. This is the type of stuff that's happening constantly, and it's robots. And the reason I talk about this is it's a window into our future where machines run our lives that are programmed by globalists. You saw 6 months ago or less when all my videos on the web where Joe Rogan had been interviewed by me over the years in studio, going back like a decade, people had uploaded them from other sources and places, were banned or erased or had Joe Rogan monetization ads placed on them. And that was because the computer bot for Bent Pixel, a company, had gone out and said that his voice was copyrighted, but specifically from live performances of his comedy, because people were taping his comedy and then ruining it for the rest of the people who hadn't seen it yet. So that's fine. You know, Joe's my friend, great guy, host of UFC, TV host. I mean, everybody knows who he is. And I had to get Joe on the line to get a hold of the company I couldn't get a response from the company at first. And then once the company got involved, they said, yeah, we're not going to do this with YouTube anymore because they are blocking and erasing everything and taking people's channels down. We apologize. Well, now with Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, been out since 2007. What is that, 5 years? And the film, it has been seen tens of millions of times online for free. And one of the versions has had like 3 million views. It's changed the channel. Or 2.5 million views, to be technical. 2,565,244. He's got a lot of our stuff posted on there. He's got this version of Fall of the Republic, 3.6 million. Rise of the Police State, 1.527 million. There's hundreds of channels that haven't mirrored with their millions of views. Invisible Empire, 3.4 mil. Obama Deception, 10.916 mil. 10,916,472. That just goes on and on. Secrets of the Universe. You know, all of these. 455,000 views. That's just a copy of one of our videos. It's all right there. And they put a block on the channel, and he's been given notice. They're monetizing it. And any time they could take the channel down, with the Obama Deception, everything else on it, and the hundreds of millions of views this channel has had, this is another channel, not our channel, that we've authorized to post our stuff. Everybody's authorized. Except lawyers explained to me over a decade ago, they go, you can't not have it copyrighted, though. You have to say for non-commercial, non-profit reasons. I have to keep that little caveat in there. And it says that at the end of the films, because people will go take your film and go, well, then I copyright it. And even though they can't win in court, they just do it. And so now this whole channel is in danger. Do we have one of their songs queued up? Because Biotronic Project, that by the way has no reviews on their Google site where they're selling it, they have gone through a record company who now says that my voice is owned by them. And see, this is what the globalists have bragged. They've got viruses. They call them viruses. It's just an order that goes out on platforms that will destroy and erase my voice, your voice, George Washington's photo, whatever it is they want destroyed. They can just memory hole it. And they've caught the big book publishers, digital book publishers. It's not that a digital book's bad. It's great, except it's got back doors built in where they rig it to bankrupt the physical book market, where they go in and are now changing famous books like 1984 and Brave New World and making it more positive. They've been caught doing that. They've been caught erasing those off people's books, even though they were paid for. Kindle and others. This is what the globalists said 20 plus years ago at MIT, that it allows them, once everything's digitized, to erase everything. So folks, you better have physical backups. You better create a market and save old VCRs and print machines and DVDs and Blu-rays. And more and more, this is a transition period where we're able to reach people because they're in the web transition where it's still somewhat free. But soon, it will be a hindrance the way the web is set up. And no one is immune from this, except someone like Matt Drudge. And he's still not immune, but he's very resistant to it, because I've analyzed it. A giant mega site around from the beginning of the start of the web that isn't based on search engines, that isn't based on referrals off stories, because he doesn't write very many stories, that is just link-based, going in to see what he thinks is interesting and the two guys that work with him think is interesting, you know, their hand on the pulse. It's not they're telling you what's interesting. They have a gut feeling for what's interesting. But I don't want to go into an hour-long diatribe about this because I could spend 10 hours discussing it. The point here is that sites that are based on search engine type stuff like Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, we're also referral based because we had talk radio and other systems to push people to it. But still, them changing their algorithm and a lot of things has attempted to cripple us. But our ascension blast rate, acceleration rate punched through those attempts the last few years, and they didn't stop us. That's why my wife and people were like, you're going to spend every dime we've got going to the next level to expand our media operation. And I said, well, I've got to do that if we're even going to survive, because we've got to punch through all these censorship and algorithm techniques to get outside the gravitational pull of the restrictions. That way we can blast them from orbit, to use that analogy. Okay? And we've been able to do that, and we've launched other salvos into orbit. By the way, the Pentagon uses terms like that as well. Like, the state has a gravitational pull. Tyranny has a gravitational pull. And you've got to be big enough to get outside of that and outside of its gravitational retrograde pull. It's like a black hole. So to explain that, I've escaped the black hole. A few others have escaped the black hole. Algorithm changes have hurt at certain levels, WorldNet Daily. That's good, though, because it's only made them diversify. Now they've gotten stronger. But we have to be aware of the attack. For all the rest of you that haven't gotten into orbit and then gotten out into a deep orbit where you're not being pulled in by the NSA Google freedom killer, you are not going to be a factor soon if you don't absolutely go hog wild in the internet war. You know what? I shouldn't even get into this now. I should do a whole special report and show exhibits and get into it, because I think about this a lot. And that's why I never tend to get to all the news, because I'll branch out into an area and then just kind of go down that area of research. And I'm not even ready to present all that information. But because the research and development's going on inside my brain, there isn't a research and development office around here. The point is, drones are already, many of them, autonomous. All these guys, you know, going, oh, we're not cowards running drones, we're heroes. And then they're coming out and announcing, yeah, the drones are being weaponized, they will be used against you. But they don't exist and aren't being weaponized against you domestically. But they are. But George Soros says they're not. And the White House says they're not, but they are. I mean, it's all just straight up psych warfare. And so, automated drones, automated robots. I got an article here. You know, I see an article. This is how my brain works. And your brain should work this way, too. I'm nothing special. People have been programmed to think one or two dimensional, not three, four, five. But when I'm explaining, yeah, you can think up to five dimensions, ladies and gentlemen. The point is that it's hard to articulate, though. But if you could just think to a three-dimensional level, that would be good. See, when I see an article about a 12-year-old tasered because they argued with the police while they were arresting her mother at a Victoria's Secret, I don't think about them tasering the 12-year-old. I go and look and see if Victoria's Secret is participating, and I found evidence they are, like all the major pizza chains and most other stores, that when they run your credit card, there's a warrant flag on that, and they're running that to the police. Because you know when you order a pizza, they know you're usually using your real name, a credit card, and a real address. And a lot of times you don't get the SWAT team right away. And I think she had some parking tickets vehicle tickets, not parking tickets. The point is, she got arrested. That's the issue, is she went into Victoria's Secret to get some clothes. And they should tell you, hey, we're running your background check. You're walking into a spider's web here. People are like, oh, well, good. Cops will get criminals off the street. Yeah, except that the architecture and the posture of the police is being twisted towards evil. The average cop, salt of the earth. I'll be quite honest with you. I've met so many over the years. I know that the media actually has a plan to show bad cops, to make the public hate police, so we are driven apart from each other, and cops get into a gang mentality and think everybody's after them, so they give in to evil because people are spitting at them. And then the public sees that and gets more away. We have to take the police over with love and education and inform them. And when they do wrong, also punish them. But they're all in the same boat as us. And the globalists hate them even more than us. They hate anybody trained to use force. Let's just understand that. They hate anyone independent. They hate anyone that lives in the real world. They hate anyone who's learned to exercise authority. Okay? You are machines to them that will be decommissioned when they're done with you. That's why they inject the troops with soft kill weapons. All right, let's continue here. The point is they can shut everything down now. They're getting very close to it with the internet kill switches, the phone kill switches, the radio, TV, media takeovers. Again, that I told you about 15 years ago with the documents. People said this is crazy. Now it's, oh, yeah, that's just the way it is. That's why we're launching in September a free magazine. It's newsprint style, you know, tabloid style, not tabloid news, but, you know, the tabloid shape where it opens this way. Not like a big double, you know, paper. And it's going to be about 62 pages long or so. Incredible information. We're going to have a lot of up-to-date news, but also a lot of our big evergreen stories of the month. We're going to put 40,000 of them on the streets of Austin. We're going to mail 10,000 of them out. Everybody that orders, maybe get more than 50,000 printed. We're going to have 10,000 left to put in everybody's orders that come in at InfoWarsShop.com. We'll have bulk orders. We can order them at cost from us. And I'm not ready to roll this out yet. Then we're going to, in the next few months, start a franchise site where if you're a printer or already a publisher or you want to get into it, whether it's 100 copies or 100,000 copies, you can become a franchise and put your own news and articles in with ours. And I plan to, within 1 year, if stuff hasn't totally collapsed, but I have to keep going like it's not going to totally collapse. We're going to try to put it in every major city in the United States, but only you can set this free. And the reason is that this site is going to be internet kill switch proof. Because by internet kill switch, they're just going to curtail it, regulate it, start shutting it down. We'll still be able to get somebody a file, whether it's via mail or whether it's through the dark net and the other webs that are set up. We can get them the PDF to still print it. And this is all going to be phased in. So we're shifting now from internet warfare, which we're going to intensify, to also creating new divisions of physical. In preparation, in case we're unable to stop this, for the next phase of the operation. And believe me, we're going to become more powerful, even if I'm killed or even if everything gets shut down. Because when all this stuff starts coming true, they're not going to be able to erase it out of your brain. You're going to remember that all this was laid out. You're going to know the next steps of the enemy operation. All right, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. But that's the kind of issue we're dealing with. We're all over the place. Our people are taking my voice, saying they own it, and shutting our videos down. And, of course, I could sue them into the ground. I don't have time. Just use the web while it's still got some freedom now. If you're not hitting your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, all the enemy platforms, not using their system against them, their matrix conduits against them in a feedback loop, if you're not hitting them hard and culture jamming, if you're not carpet bombing them with info weapons in your area, if you're not calling into talk radio, doing an Access TV show, starting a website, doing your own YouTube videos, emailing your friends and family our stories, you're insane. Instead of just bunkering down with weapons, preparing for the police to come so you can shoot them, you need to be out there, Dan, shake my hand and getting them by the arm and going, you know there's tyranny. You know this is wrong. You better get with the people. You better be hitting them with info, hitting them within their face. Because I'll assure you, if you won't hit people with the truth, if you won't get up before the city council, if you won't stand out on a street corner with a sandwich board getting the truth out, you're not going to pull the trigger when the time comes. I will assure you. And we don't want to pull the trigger with our guns. We want to pull the trigger with our mouths and with the pen. And the COINTELPRO attacks me for that because they hate it. They know the pen is mightier than the sword. They know the Pentagon says 9/10 of war is now info war. They call it psych war. I call it info war. They know that. And the globalists are trying to use lies, but we all know the truth. You've got to hit them with the truth. Doesn't matter if they've got the big media outlets. They're all being destroyed right now. They're all husk of what they were, a shadow of a ghost. A ghost of a shadow. They don't exist. They're disappearing like phantoms at dawn, like mist at dawn in the sunlight. They've already lost. That's why they're rushing forward with a revolution. We're facing a criminal revolution because good is getting up on its hind legs. We are the good guys. We the people, must engage in an information warfare, citizens' arrest of the globalists by absolutely demonizing them and savaging them with hatred at every level because they deserve it. We must paint them for what they are. We must pull them down. We must annihilate them in the public mind. That is where the war is. They want to make it physical because they're losing. They're losing every minute. Everything is draining out of them. All right, I covered a record number of stories before I went off into a rant here, but one article just sent me off in a whole analysis zone. What should I get to next? Farmer takes revenge for drug arrest by driving tractor over the top of 7 police cars, leaving officers unable to pursue him. Yeah, he got mad they busted him over a little bit of marijuana and are trying to take his land. So Roger Hyon, 34, ran over 7 of their vehicles, destroying them, so they couldn't even pursue them. You know what's going to... See, that's what you don't get. People aren't scared once they get to a certain point. And what the whole system needs to understand is once we turn... We don't even need guns, ladies and gentlemen. I've told everybody this 100 times. If you got a butcher knife and you're willing to use it, you can kill 20 people with it. I mean, I can get all the guns I want with a hammer, because I know how to use it. And you know how everybody knows how to use it. You just got to get angry. Little woman could take on a bunch of people with a hammer if you did something to her baby. I mean, and I'm not calling for that, but the system needs to understand we got the power. I don't care how many drones you got, how many machine guns, how many armored mobile pillboxes you got. You start a fight with the United States, what's left of it, the American people will absolutely drive you into the ground like nails, and you know it. I mean, folks, you can kill people with your teeth if you're willing to. You can bite into somebody's neck. We're killing machines.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have...
By the way, I didn't finish up with Facebook. There's a bunch of articles. They've also been caught with bots overinflating the clicks to their advertisers and ripping them off by 80%. I guess they think their advertisers are... what did the head of Facebook call his users? Well, I don't want to say it on air. It's a cuss word. These people trust us. What dumb bleepers. See, that's the attitude of the globalists. They don't want to have a good product and have people happy and be the name. They just want to pump and dump. And California invested its pensions in Facebook. They knew full well. They love ripping off all the government workers. Again, these criminals love ripping people off. You understand that? Why does an arsonist burn down a orphanage? Because they like... they like burning down stuff. I mean, these are scum, ladies and gentlemen. And they run around with all these weapons and stuff trying to intimidate us because they're scared. You can stomp these people on the ground if they want to get physical. But we don't want that. We want to grab them around the neck with words and just go, you like it? Feel this. That's why they want to shut us up. We'll clean their clocks. Don't you understand that? Use your power against them. Oh, Midair Refueling. That's my new name of plugging things. Be sure and go to InfoWarsShop.com. Buy the Pro Pure Water Filters, the best gravity filters out there. 10% off, lowest price anywhere with promo code WATER. We've got the Behold a Pale Horse. We've got the Greater Good, exposing the vaccines. The Modafylon, the best seaweed out there. Incredible dietary supplement. We got InfoWarsTeam.com, the new Polymerse Plus with my ugly face on it. I'm endorsing it. Super high-powered, awesome energy drink. All natural, the best. People around here at the office are all on it. They're like, my goodness, this is amazing. All available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And by the way, if you're looking for a business opportunity, we like distributors at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can go there, sign up, get a discount being a distributor on the products. And these are hot products, folks. A lot of my family's selling them now. A lot of friends are out there promoting. Again, it's amazing. So InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, let us now go ahead, and I'll get into more of this when we start the hour after our guest joins us and go to your phone calls, because I've run out of time here pretty much. But, well, we have the top news. Let me just hit this now, just a taste of it, then I'll get into it more later, and then the economy. Report, Syria moves missiles to Lebanese border. Don't attack Iran now, warns ex-IDF intel chief. Major General has come out and said that. Ahmadinejad, world forces must annihilate Israel. That's not a quote, though. It's really not true. I'm not defending Ahmadinejad. He did say something pretty almost as inflammatory, but he said the Zionist regime needs to be annihilated. It means the government needs to be removed. But whatever, it's asking to be attacked. Israeli Prime Minister says time running out to stop Iran's nuclear program. Benjamin Netanyahu says that he'll decide. And he says, hey, the military was against attacking the Iraqi reactor in 81. So that's a word is they're planning to hit it in October. We may back it off, but I mean, if Russia gets involved, it's not pretty. But the bankers want a big world crisis, see? U.S. and Israel intensified talks on Iran options. Al-Qaeda directs Free Syrian Army and controlled demolition of Syria. I can't believe they admit Al-Qaeda works for the government. Again, continuing here, Ayatollah against his war within weeks with Israel and the West. The end of Al-Qaeda, U.S. claims it has broken the back of terrorist group. Well, no kidding, you're funding them to go into all these countries as attacks fall to 2005 levels. That's for the new rollout to say the American people are the new terrorists. You notice Homeland's expanding, and they got all these TV shows coming out how it's conservatives and libertarians are the new bad guys. Well, let's not mince words. They say white people are bad. So, I mean, it's just inherently bad to be a white person. Syrian rebels add explosive expertise to guerrilla tactics, and that's Al-Qaeda. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we have a guest joining us, author of Eco-Tyranny. He's really drilled into their statements, their activities. New York Times bestseller. He wrote ClimateGate, and his new book is Eco-Tyranny. Brian Sussman's going to be joining us. We sell this book at InfoWarsShop.com. I should add discounted with a free citizen rulebook with every order. But that's a side issue. He is coming up, the balance of this hour. We will open the phones up to talk about eco-tyranny because that's what they are. And they're brainwashing your kids, you name it. But we will continue with the huge buildup worldwide for collapse and war, which is now becoming more and more of a certainty. It's not a certainty yet, but we are certainly in interesting times, to say the least. Wall Street Journal, I'm going to cover this more again in the third hour. Economy adds 163,000 jobs. Okay, now remember, this is all with cooked numbers. And that's what's so frustrating about all this. They've admitted for over a decade, they always had slightly cooked. But now if you're off the jobless rolls, you've given up, you're living with your parents, or you're on the streets, which is millions of people that are living with family and stuff and just don't have a job or pick up cans or do stuff on the black market. If you take them out, we are in a total depression. And by the way, they have articles today even admitting that. But it's like still Obama and Romney will debate these fake numbers. As if, well, 6.3% is better than what 9.3 when I got in. And it's just all made up. Economy adds 163,000 jobs. I listen to local talk radio, and they're all debating these numbers. And again, I try to call in, and they go, no, we don't want to have you on, even when I don't even say who I am. I'm like, yes, I'd like to announce that when people are off the rolls, that they're not counting anymore. So unemployment's closer to about 20%. And I can give you top economists, John Williams and others of Shadow Stats. No, thank you. We're not looking for that right now, call-wise. And I understand screening calls makes the show sound better sometimes. You get folks that are really clear and focused, but they always just kind of fit into whatever the fake debate is. It's so canned and frustrating. Economy, again, adds that. Wall Street Journal, 195,000 fewer American jobs in July, 150,000 dropped out of labor force. That's an accurate report out of CNS News. So they break down the fact that it's really a lot less. U.S. unemployment rate, again, it rises to 8.3%. Jobs up, though. That's AP, Reuters, job growth steps up, jobless rate rises 8.3%. So all the same headlines. Reuters, job growth steps up, but jobless rate, same thing. And then I have an article here. Real unemployment rate shows far more jobless. And that's CNBC. I expect CNS News to tell the truth, but CNBC, blind hog found an acorn. Broken clocks are right twice a day. While the national unemployment rate paints a grim picture, a look at individual states and their so-called real jobless rate becomes even more troubling. And it goes on to break down the real number. 22.1% in Nevada. California, 20.3%. It's more like 30% 2 years ago. Even CBS 60 Minutes did that. Rhode Island, 18.3%. And it just goes over the fact that a lot of states have a lot higher. Yeah, but that doesn't even count people that are off the rolls. It only counts unemployment rolls against those that have jobs. Facebook stock crash hoses California tax revenue. And, of course, they invested a bunch of the pension funds in that, too. So now that it's the state of California, which apparently over estimated how much tax revenue it was going to collect from Facebook employees after the IPO. So you got the Facebook employees getting ripped off as well. Facebook growth clouded with dubious accounts. Facebook stock near half off price point. Boy, they sure ripped you off, didn't they, America, and the rest of the world? Just funny. I mean, I told you that. I told you. He says he's going to rip you off. I mean, he'd rather rip you off than have the whole company fall apart, because wrecking things is what these people do. They hate anybody having anything. They want to destroy everything.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, I want to thank all of you out there, lovers of liberty worldwide, for joining us on this Friday transmission. It is the third day of August 2012. On this Friday edition, we'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time as well, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And we have a really big broadcast lined up for you today. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to get the author of Eco-Tyranny, Brian Sussman, on to look at his book on ClimateGate and what happened there, and where the number one threat to liberty is going worldwide. The banker globalist takeover arm uses environmentalism to push all their taxes and their monopoly system of picking winners and losers. This is really their magic little key to bringing in socialism and globalism. That's what Richard Inhofe, the head of the CFR, wrote in 93 for the Club of Rome. You can look this up. He wrote a whole article, and he said, we're going to use a pincer attack, the threat of terrorism to get the right wing to give their rights up, and the environmental situation to take rights with the left. And with those two things, we're going to get everybody. And so that is the basic program there. Then coming up in the next hour, open phones. We'll take some calls later in this hour. We're going to get into the deteriorating situation. Well, you know, it's been close to war a lot. Generals have said no and resigned. Joint Chiefs have resigned. But Dempsey says he's ready to attack Iran with Israel, basically. Iran's putting out its rhetoric about, you know, blowing up the Zionist state and all this stuff. Got those quotes out of Ahmadinejad. The globalists are using jihadi al-Qaeda groups to attack Libya and bring it down, and now Syria. I mean, there's wars going on all over the place, proxy wars. But Russia is threatening all sorts of stuff. We have Paul Watson's report from yesterday. In fact, guys, will you re-pull that for me with the Pravda and other Russian Novostat reporting they're putting nukes back in Cuba? I don't know if that's true, but that's big news. You know, there's Russian submarines again off the U.S. coast. They've had their Big Bear aircraft and others with nukes flying into U.S. airspace. That hadn't happened in decades. A lot of craziness going on. We're going to be discussing, including the economy and what's happening there, coming up in the next hour. But we are joined here with, I guess, his maiden visit with us, or has he been on before? I can't remember. We've had so many great guests. We sell this book, by the way. It's WorldNet Daily Books. Very, very well done, because, you know, I like to think of myself as an expert on this stuff, but I did read the book a few weeks ago, and it reminded me of so much I'd forgotten, but also learned a lot in here about how they operate. But it is eco-tyranny. That's what it is. And the leaders of it know it's tyranny. It's not about saving the environment. It's about power grabbing. And they want a post-industrial world. He's got the quotes in here, how they want to shut everything down, where only they can operate, just like Obama shutting down hundreds of power plants, power outages everywhere, as we knew would happen. But General Electric got a waiver 2 years ago, and other insiders do. So now they make more money selling more power at higher prices. I mean, it's pure gangsterism, and it's a book everybody should get at InfoWarsShop.com. Our bookstore is everywhere. Eco-Tyranny provides a thought-provoking analysis of the origins of the modern-day sustainable movement. Senator James Inhofe, the best champion in the Senate fighting these tyrants, author of The Greatest Hoax. And again, we're carrying both The Greatest Hoax and Eco-Tyranny at InfoWarsShop.com, because both of his books are just so powerful. And he joins us now because, I mean, this is one of the biggest threats out there. And they don't care they got caught engaging in fraud. They don't care they got caught saying polar bears couldn't swim. George Soros' White House group, openly run by the former White House transition chief, their Think Progress that says alternative media should be shut down and that my funding should be shut down, wherever that comes from, it comes from sponsors. Kind of crazy. But side issue, they are now in Oklahoma saying, oh my gosh, look, a photo of melted streetlights. But the article out of Oklahoma that they didn't note over the George Soros outfit was that they were next to a building fire. That's why the glass melted. So, and this is a daily, folks, they say polar bears can't swim. They're the greatest land swimming animal. They've been recorded swimming over 200 miles. Their numbers are up fivefold, the government admits, since the 50s. I mean, they're everywhere. They're basically giant cockroaches, you know, invading areas that aren't even frozen now, stealing food and breaking into things. I mean, I like polar bears. The point is, it's a joke how many of them there are. And again, that's how dumb they think you are. Now Al Gore's putting out stuff showing penguins on a piece of ice in Antarctica, claiming they can't swim or implying that. So the reason we've got our guest with us for the rest of the hour is to go back. I want him to go back and look at, you know, remind people what happened 3 years ago at Copenhagen. And then now, since then, they've gone more underground. But a lot of times when they go underground, they come back even more vicious. Just like this is a battle call by Joel Klein in the latest Time magazine, the August 6th issue. He says how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. But then the whole thing is, oh, you know, you don't need an assault weapon for hunting, as if the Second Amendment's for hunting. And, you know, we're going to have new reasonable ways. And all the Republican leadership down the line, from Michael Savage to Bill Kristol, Rupert Murdoch, says it's time to ban semi-auto. So you got the whole establishment circling the wagons because they know there's a libertarian, constitutionalist, real conservative revolution that is going to overthrow the entire corrupt system. Now, I'm done ranting. I'm not going to go over our whole guest here, but 20 years he was Bay Area's top television meteorologist and science reporter. That's why he's such an expert to speak on this. His accolades include nearly 24 state regional awards for best weathercaster, from the Associated Press, Radio, TV, Director Association, and a handful of Emmys, only a handful, and an award of merit from the National Education Association. He's been recognized by the state of California for assisting in the adoption of foster children through the organization Brian's Kids. 400 foster children were placed in permanent families from 1989 to 2001. He's hosted a two-hour evening talk radio show in 2009. His program became the highest rated on the station. Sussman was promoted to headline the KSFO morning show. I'm not going to read anymore. We got him here because he's an author and a meteorologist. Sir, good to have you join us. You got the floor. Tell us the state of the eco-fascist and give us a weather report on the enemy formations.
Alex, the first thing I have to say is this is my maiden voyage on your program, and I feel as if we're brothers from different mothers because we both became enlightened by the same book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. That's where the light went off for me in the early 80s. And quite frankly, that's why I ended up leaving network television, because the newscasts were obviously so biased and so controlled and so anti-liberty that I had to get out. So again, sir, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And I'm sorry I ran it for 5 minutes while you were on hold, but we got you on Skype a bit late. A breakdown from your deep research, who the environmental movement is, what their goal is, and again, the current state of their criminal takeover.
And it is a criminal takeover. There's no question about this. And this has been in the mix for a long time, Alex. When I wrote my book, Climategate, I was just trying to unfold the global warming scam in one easy-to-read book where people could get all the information they wanted. But when I was concluding Climategate, I realized, wait a second, it's not just global warming that's a scam. It's the entire environmental movement. So I started doing my research, just as you would do, and I started reading lots of stuff. And I'm a guy, I like to read Karl Marx and Frederick Engels because I want to know where the enemy is coming from. I came across something that Marx and Engels wrote in 1883. Now, as you know, your listeners know, your viewers know, these guys hated capitalism. They hated free markets. They hated private property rights. They came up with a scenario that capitalism is polluting the atmosphere, and that pollution could actually change the weather and change the climate and bring about another ice age, which would kill all human species. They proposed this in 1883. They thought if we can scare the hell out of them with weather, then we can get them onto our side, move them from capitalism, bring them over to socialism. And Alex, the left hasn't left this scare tact ever since. It's not about clean air and clean water. The environmental movement is absolutely about control and changing the system, as Van Jones once said, changing the system from free markets and capitalism to socialism and tyranny.
Continue.
Well, you really have to take it from Karl Marx, who wrote all about this, to Vladimir Lenin, who first invoked all of this upon people. You know, Karl Marx and Frederick Engels wrote a lot about the environment. They believed that no one had a right to own any natural resource. They believed that the natural resources belonged to the state, just as they believed property belonged to the state, just as they believed that rights belonged to the state and would be issued by the state. So the first guy to take what they wrote and actually institute it was Vladimir Lenin. And his environmental policy, if you look at some of the things he wrote on land, on forests, on hunting, right on down the line, these were large papers that Vladimir Lenin wrote because he was quite the academic scholar. What we're doing in the United States of America basically mimics what Vladimir Lenin was doing in Russia in the early 1900s. We have gone so far away from property rights. We are demonizing anyone who happens to own a natural resource. To the point, Alex, we're now in the United States of America, the largest landowner for a long time has been the federal government. Our founders, prior to the Articles of Confederation, made it very clear the federal government should not own any land whatsoever except which was necessary for a small, limited government. Look what we've got today. Over 700 million acres of land owned and managed by the federal government. And now, President Obama on a tear to scoop up 1.6 million more acres of land. All of this for what? To control the resources, to keep us off the property, to destroy our farmers, to destroy our ranchers, to herd us into urban centers where we'll live like little hamsters and monitor our carbon footprint like an idiot would monitor.
Where they can control us. We got to go to break. He's author of Eco-Tyranny, best-selling author of Climategate. Again, the greatest hoax, all available at Infowars.com. We're going to come right by evil capitalism, folks. Vote with your dollars. The communists and globalists take your money. Give it to themselves, give it to their own media. We're going to come back and break down the world they want to build. Now they're announcing they're kicking people out of, quote, public lands. Why is that happening? We'll find out straight ahead. Thank you for joining us. Short segment here, long segment coming up with our guest, Brian Sussman, best-selling author. We're carrying all his books on the eco-tyranny at InfoWarsShop.com if you want to support all of our work. But you may think you know it all. You can learn a lot in these well-written books. But more importantly, buy it and give it to somebody. Because they want the moral authority as a pretext. It has communists and socialists wreck the countries they're in control of. They're not worried about real environmental issues. Here in Austin, they take property for the 20 years I live here from people, pay them nothing in some cases, and then give it to their friends to build on. I mean, I've been at smart growth meetings where they laugh at me when my camera is off and say, yeah, we're taking over. So I have found that at the upper levels, they know they're criminals. Just be clear. And it's an anti-human agenda. They want to reduce world population. It's a form of being conquered. And the quotes are all out there. I mean, so when we say they're diabolical, they're criminal, we're not joking around. Okay? And I'm showing a map from the Bureau of Land Management right now. Some states are upwards of 90%, like Nevada government. And guess what? They're trying to take the rest of the land. They are getting land all over the country. They're using taxpayer money to do it. And again, if you're a radio listener, I'm showing this on PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to our guest, Brian, I mean, this is such a big subject, continuing with their tyranny, but I want to get into, from your perspective, where they are now, the way they've changed their guilt-based takeover.
Yeah, it is guilt-based, and you were really one of the first major voices to expose Agenda 21, and that's really what we're getting here. The agenda for the 21st century is crafted by the United Nations, specifically that mysterious character, Maurice Strong, who even conjured up the term sustainable development. So what they've been able to do, without signing any treaties, they've made this soft law in the United States, and we have so many people that are beholden to whatever the UN wants to impose upon the people of the United States, that this agenda has wormed its way into every level of government in the United States, city, county, state, federal, etc. But again, This is all about control, and you just touched on one of the key points, population control. These are people who believe there are too many people on the planet, not enough resources for the planet, or at least that's what they say, Alex, because they throw out a lot of garbage which is designed to give them power. For example, in Agenda 21, they want to redefine consumption patterns. They want to redefine wealth. They want to change population patterns. Agenda 21 has came up with this phony baloney nonsense of green jobs or even smart meters and the smart grid and smart cities, as you just mentioned. So all of this comes from them. And again, it's all about changing the way in which we live and subjecting us to a form of tyranny.
You've written several books on this subject, and what is the most egregious thing you think they're pushing for right now worldwide?
Well, worldwide, if you talk to any of these people, and if you can just get them as you have done when your cameras are off, you know, it's interesting, when the cameras are off, they'll start talking. I've been able to do this on a number of occasions when my cameras are off. I've been able to do this on a number of occasions when I've been able to apply them maybe with a glass of wine or something like that. All of these environmentalists, Sierra Club, Nature Conservancy, you just name the group, they will all tell you at the end of the day there are too many people on the planet. So then I ask the question, so what do you want to do about that? Well, how do you suggest we get rid of the people? Well, they always say birth control, and by that they mean abortion. But then I also ask them, well, what about a war? What about disease? Would you feel that that would be a proper way to expunge the planet of all these people? And it's interesting, they won't answer that question directly, because I believe these people, in a strange, diabolical way, they love disease. They love to see people killed in wars, because that's delivering the population, that's reducing the population of the planet.
Well, that's in State Department Memorandum 200. That is their policy.
Absolutely. And when you get them to talk honestly, they will articulate that, because you could look at Dave Foreman, the guy who started Earth First. You know, that's a radical terrorist eco-organization, a guy who's also on the board of the Sierra Club, the board of the Wilderness Society. He's a mainstream environmentalist, but he is a radical. This is a guy, you ask him, okay, so how many people should be on planet Earth? And he will look you right in the eye and say, well, probably 100 million. 100 million? So how are we going to get to that number without some kind of catastrophe taking place, and probably a designed and planned catastrophe if they were to have it their way?
What is 100 million out of 7 billion that we have now? That's 95%+, isn't it?
That's okay. That would be, you know, roughly a third of what we have here in the United States of America. And who are going to be the survivors, Alex? Listen, this again comes from the bowels of Karl Marx. Marx was a materialist. Marx believed that certain people were spit out of their mother's womb with a better brain than others, and those with a better brain have some sort of right or responsibility to rule over the rest of us, because the rest of us, left to our own devices, Marx believed, would kill one another and destroy the planet.
Amazing. Stay there. We got to come back with that. Brian Sussman's actually read Marx and Engels. I have too, and Lenin. You should read it, all you that think communism is equality. Take so many. George Bernard Shaw, he said, if you don't work hard for the state, we're going to kill you. It's a bunch of control freaks ruling you. It's total slavery. We'll be back.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it.
We got some good news for everybody. Just broke. Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are that said fine people. He said we could make it illegal to have conspiracy theories. But he said, or we could just fine them. He wrote that for Harvard and for the Chicago Business School. Two different papers. He wrote them in 2007 and 2008. And he's a total tyrant. He's an environmental, not wacko, but tyrant. Limbaugh calls them wackos. No, these are not wackos. Yeah, I mean, crazy like a fox, crazy like Lenin or Stalin or some other authoritarian. So, they know what they're doing. They're coming in and taking over society. That's what the Jacobins in the French Revolution took something bad and made it worse and tried to change the work week to 9 days a week, you know, with like 10 months a year. They tried to get rid of the family. Communism is really old, folks. Communism, it sounds crazy, but it's real. It comes out of the Illuminati, Luciferianism. That's even in mainline history books, but the average person hears that and goes, what? But the point is, this is what we're facing. This is eco-tyranny. And Brian Sussman joins us. Well, I'll give you more details of that Cass Sunstein info here in just a moment. We're printing the article off now, and we'll get it up at Infowars.com. But the book is Eco-Tyranny. In fact, all of his books on this subject are available now via WorldNet Daily Books at InfowarsShop.com. You can also call our office if you want to inquire about anything or order over the phone, 888-253-3139. And we don't have the luxury of taking billions of dollars in taxpayer money and giving it to MSNBC from the banker bailout. We actually fund ourselves by you deciding to buy the high-quality products that we promote here on air. You are our sugar daddy, folks. You are doing a mid-air refueling for the nightly news, the newspaper I'm coming out with, the films, the 15 million people we reach a week one way or another. We want to push that to 30 million. We want to go to the next level. We want to beat these people because that is about survival. I don't want my three children to be slaves. Now, Brian, we got cut off by that break. Continuing here, where you were getting into communist and how they believe in elitism, and that's what they always create, is the most top-down, most impoverished, because it's designed to do that. And then you see the young college students, you know, with their doctor parents or their inventor parents, putting them into a $200,000, you know, college education, wearing Mao Zedong shirts. The trendies here in Austin go to, communist bars are everywhere. It's really cool to love communism. But when I see a red star, it's just as upsetting as a swastika. In fact, it killed a lot more people than the swastika, than the banner of the swastika was used to kill.
There's no question about it. And again, people think it's really cool and, hey, we can do communism better. But again, the bottom line is when you look and study Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, they were great wordsmiths. They were very deep thinkers, but they were nuts, diabolically so. And the left today and those in the hallowed halls of academia and those in the West Wing and then the Oval Office of the White House think they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, a case in point with Marx and Engels, as materialists, they believe that the material in you and me, you know, the atoms and molecules, were no different than the materials in a redwood tree or a snail. The only difference is those materials, the atoms and molecules, are just mixed or arranged differently. So therefore, we're all the same. You know, mankind, God forbid we would ever say that mankind is made in the image of God. They think that's absolute foolishness. So as a result, we're all on an equal plane. That's why they want to protect the other species, they say. But it's actually beyond that. They don't want to protect the other species. They want to discriminate against humans because they see us as the species that could kill all the rest. Therefore, we need rules, regulations, heavy-duty laws to keep us suppressed so the elite can rise to the top and rule the rest of us. Now, that mindset was, again, articulated by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in so many different papers, and it is believed wholeheartedly by the left in America and the world to this day.
Continue breaking down where the environmental fascists are right now. I mean, recap for folks that don't remember play-by-play what happened at the whole Climategate thing, how big a defeat that was for them, and then what they're doing since. Because I know they haven't given up. They've redoubled their efforts. They've lost the culture war worldwide. All the polls show it, just like with guns they have. But they don't care. They're just, in fact, I've seen them, to answer my own question, hundreds of articles saying, we're authoritarian. We want green fascism. Those are quotes in The Guardian. We're going to make you at gunpoint. We're too stupid to accept their communist utopia.
Well, you keep track of everything. So you saw this quote, no doubt, from Senator John Kerry. He said, climate change over the last few years has regrettably lost credibility in the eyes and ears of the American people. So now he wants to try convince Americans that climate change is as dangerous as the possibility of war. You're right, Alex. They're totally losing the argument because people are now using their own brains to look at the fact to realize if you're going to have global warming, you'd better have global warming. Now, Al Gore can't disagree with this. There's been no global warming whatsoever. I'm speaking here as a meteorologist since 1998. There's been none. In fact, over the last 18 to 24 months, the temperature has slightly dropped. If you look at all the warming that's taken place since 1950, that would be 0.7 degrees Celsius, just a little over a degree Fahrenheit. This is a fact they hate, Alex. 88% of that warming occurred before 1940. The 1930s, hottest decade on record, period. Can't deny it. That's just the way it is. 22 of our now 50 states had their all-time record high temperatures in the 1930s. So what do they try to do? They try to scare us with all of these various, the latest one at the Rio conference was the extinction of species. See, it's gone beyond climate change. Now they're saying, wait, mankind's influence and interference on the planet is going to wipe out all the species. They're desperate to win this argument because, as you articulated at the very beginning of this broadcast, this is their hook. Using the environment to put forward this brave new world, which is more in keeping with Marx than it ever was with Madison.
And I saw the White House chef was at a big global meeting last week and said, in the future, you won't be allowed to even eat regular food. We're going to have big vats that chemical companies produce, and then we will feed you that. And then you learn that Brave New World, written by Aldous Huxley, his brother Julian Huxley, was a eugenicist who founded modern transhumanism and was a huge anti-human environmentalist. And that's why Huxley, before he died in 62, spoke at Berkeley and said, no, this is what we're really planning. And that's why we see the top environmental professors in the last year say, we need to cut your food off and have the state genetically engineer you so you eat less to save the earth. I mean, it's so fantastical until you realize they're really trying to do it. I mean, these people are control freak lunatics.
Yeah, and again, they're not wackos. These people are diabolically clever, and they're putting this plan forward. And again, so good are they that they've been able to work their way into every facet of government planning at the city level, the county level, the state level, and certainly at the federal level. And you see this. You mentioned, for example, the smart growth. I came onto this whole smart thing, just like you, I read all these energy bills. 2005 energy bill signed by George W. Bush. I saw something in there called direct response technology. And I'm thinking, well, I've never heard of that before. I thought I knew a lot. I don't know what that is. So I did my research. Direct response technology is the smart meter, which is being attached to millions of houses nationwide. The smart meter, of course, monitors your usage of electricity minute by minute so that the utility company can charge you now more during peak periods of usage, as they like to say. The smart meter will be connected to the home area network, which is under development here in the San Francisco Bay Area by a number of companies, including Google.
And all of the new appliances spy on you and tie into it, and it's all unified as a global system. They admitted it was to be used to control the temperature. When we got mad, they said it was a conspiracy theory. Now they've taken the old airport in Austin and are creating a whole community that's like a prison where Yes. You drive in, and I'm sorry, go ahead. It's just, they're totally remaking society and creating artificial environments where we're dependent on them and live in panopticon surveillance systems. It's like a science fiction nightmare.
And you're right. The home area network will be connected to your Energy Star appliance. Now, folks, what Alex just said is absolutely true. The Energy Star appliances all have the ability to be remotely controlled, turned off and off by a third party. They're all set up that way. So the idea is once the smart grid is in effect, which has, of course, been funded by the stimulus, once that's in effect, it will have broadband capability to talk to your house once this is all set up. And you'll literally be able to have some bureaucrat somewhere, let's say a 100-degree day in Austin when there's supposedly a power shortage. This bureaucrat's going to say, well, look at Alex's house. My gosh, he's got a 60-inch big screen watching the ball game. And what is this? He's doing a load of laundry in the middle of the afternoon. It's 100 degrees outside. Okay, 60-inch big screen, turn it off.
And they've said that while they're shutting down our power plants to make sure there's a shortage. And then they admit this is their plan. And then we come and say, don't do this. Take the CIA director 2 months ago. He admitted all the new appliances have bugs spying on you. The cell phones, yes. The washing machines, the now drones, everything remote control, tracking you, listening to you, watching you. It makes 1984 look like freedom.
And again, this is all designed to control us. So, you know, here in California, we're going balls to the wall on this. Everything that I just described to you in terms of the takeover of the farms, takeover of the ranches, turning it all back to nature, herding us into urban hubs, making us dependent on mass transit, having us monitor our carbon footprint like an idiot would monitor his belly button, All of this has been legislated in California. This is all legislated. We're moving forward, and they've done it in such a way, Alex, that it's almost virtually impossible to stop at this point in time, because they want California to be the green utopia, the model for the rest of the world.
That's right. It's the command base to bring down the U.S. economy. And then as it implodes, they take our tax money. And then the only way you can operate is under them. You can't hardly buy appliances now that don't have all the spy tech in them. Then, of course, your wife wants the newest thing. All of it. And it's not the technology's bad. It's that criminal backdoors are mandated globally. I mean, it's so huge and it's so evil. And as you said, how do we stop it? I mean, I'm going to send a camera crew down there next week here in Austin. They've taken over the middle of the city. They're not selling it off to developers or anybody. It's a giant concentration camp where you opt in to live under total surveillance, and then they give you a Chevy Volt paid for, and you're the new model. I mean, it's like a Mars invasion or something.
Yeah, and again, at the end of the day, they're taking away our choices because they want us to be dependent on them. I mean, another crock is the rooftop solar, which are being employed all over the United States through subsidies that people are able to easily get to make it more affordable to put one of these arrays on your home. The biggest misnomer is that you're suddenly independent of the grid. No, you're not. Those solar arrays feed into the grid. If there's a power outage, your power goes off just like everyone else.
Yeah, let's be clear. They will not give you the incentive to build it yourself. And many city inspectors will not approve your own system, that you must be hooked into the Borg.
Absolutely. And why? Because they want us to be dependent upon them. And again, where is this all coming from? I mean, they see solar as, okay, it's a renewable energy source. I understand all that. I get it. I understand that Albert Einstein won a Nobel Prize for solar, the photovoltaic solar. I get all that. But at the end of the day, these are people who demonize any company that dares make a profit off of a natural resource. And so that's why they hate, for example, coal companies, natural gas companies, oil companies, etc. And that's why they're trying to control solar power, which, by the way, I think could be wonderful if the government would just get out of the way and let solar be controlled by the free market.
Exactly. Expanding on that, all over the country, they're arresting Amish. They're arresting people buying their own milk. They're arresting people selling peaches on the side of the highway. They're going after swap meets. This is not a joke. $15 million federal fines for a garage sale that sells a recalled product even 10 years later. That's Fox News. If you don't believe me, look it up, folks. We can put it on screen for people watching at prisonplanet.tv, but radio listeners, look it up. This is all so off the charts. I know normal people go, this can't be true. But it is true. Tyranny is always over the top. I mean, that's the whole point. But what about Oregon? 30 days in jail for collecting your own rainwater for a garden. They're now announcing, I guess, horticulture is illegal. All over the country, they're showing up saying, I don't care if you have a 100-year-old hand-dug well at your farm. We are going to put a meter on that. I mean, this is bondage.
Yeah, and Alex, I mean, consider concerning the ranchers and the farmers, one of the things I put in the back of Eco-Tyranny was the document that I know you've seen. I was one of the first guys to find out about this from a friend of mine who used to work in the Interior Department and no longer does. She saw 3 pages of this 21-page document and turned me on to tracking it down. And in 2010, I found it. This is a plan by Barack Obama's Department of Interior. I put it in the back of the book, complete with some mastermind's scribblings and notes. But this is a plan to take over 1.6 million acres of land in the United States of America, much of it owned by private individuals, buy it with taxpayer money, get rid of the farms on the land, get rid of the ranches on the land, and make this land even inaccessible to just private citizens. They're bragging about in this document that there will be no visitor centers because they want this off limits.
Oh, no, they're already saying you can't swim at public beaches. I went to the U.S. seashore. They got a bunch of them, but where I've been since I was a child a few months ago, and police harassed us and everyone else there coming up and bossing us about the earth, and we'd just be, and they just kept showing up so many times I finally blew up at them. And I mean, they hate us. They hate us. I mean, they're cult members.
They picked the wrong guy. They picked the wrong guy to talk to. I would have loved to have been there to see that. But Alex, it's no laughing matter. I know here in the San Francisco Bay Area, what they're doing in so many ways, shapes, and forms is using private organizations, non-governmental organizations, charitable organizations to buy up property. They buy up the property, and then they get as close as they can to federal land. And once they connect this private property that they've been able to purchase with federal land, then they can turn it over to the federal government and say, hey, here's a gift for you. Federalize.
And then that's used as a tentacle to take over the next land, claiming you're a buffer on it. It's just how the communists would take over a country and then use it in the exploitation phase against the next. They operate like a cancer.
Yes, and that's exactly what they've done. Just as a small example, they're doing this all over the country, but it started with Alcatraz Island. It was called the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And then all these green groups started buying up land. And in a couple decades, they now have 60,000 acres of land that they gave to the government. It's now called the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, and it's over 60,000 acres in size. There's a 2,700-page plan on how to use this property. And listen to this. Hundreds of pages are dedicated to keeping dogs off the property because the environmentalists see dogs as an invasive species.
Oh, wait. Stay there. You live out there, but I even saw it in the San Francisco Chronicle 5 years ago. All that land they took across the Golden Gate, it was going to be a park. They don't let regular people in, and all the bureaucrats live there in their own private duchy. Stay there. An amazing interview. I want to hold him over to the next hour if he can do it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I promised to get to your calls with our guest, but I've hogged the time. So we're going to keep him 20 minutes the next hour. He's been gracious to do that. We're going to open the phones up starting in like 6-7 minutes when we start the next hour. The toll-free number to join us on this subject, and it's a big one, is 800-259-9231. Your horror stories. I've seen cases of people having their land taken because a puddle was on it, and they'd owned the land for 50 years. I mean, these are vicious authoritarians who just need some excuse as a cover. And we're in trouble. We may not be able to stop it because this is organized crime. Here in Austin, and I've done whole shows on it, over the last 17 years, smart growth. They would take people's 5,000 acre ranches, people that had land forever out in Southwest Travis. They'd say, it's going to be an environmental preserve. They take it. 4 or 5 years later, they take the restrictions off, and the city council people are suddenly basically by special banks given the land. And it is so criminal. And then they build shopping malls on it, you name it. These are diabolical people. Okay, they are diabolical. And then they just use these mainline communists as the ones that clamor for it. But in the final equation, it's really just super sophisticated Al Capones. Eco-tyranny, Brian Sussman, everybody should read this book. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com or you can call 888-253-3139 to get it. Also get Rosa Corey's book, Agenda 21, Behind the Green Mask. Get out to everybody you know. And so many city people aren't criminals, but the hype they get behind it with these nonprofit groups that come in and get behind the politicians that they'll accept it. Brian, I want to talk about that before we go to break and take calls. We got about 5 minutes here. From your research as a meteorologist, weather guy fighting these guys out in California, how do we stop? It's just serfdom. It's feudalism. They're the environmental gods. They have rights to property. We don't. They make the decision. How do we defeat an organized crime syndicate that operates as a religion?
It is like a religion, Alex. There's no question. And by the way, the religious element to this started in the United Nations. And Al Gore and Mikhail Gorbachev were used by the environmental by the United Nations in the 80s. I should say in the
90s. Presidio. You're right there at their main cult base.
It's amazing. I mean, Nancy Pelosi brokered a deal for Mikhail Gorbachev. He was a communist. He is a communist, to get some of the most pristine, prestigious, most expensive, beautiful real estate in the United States for his quote unquote Green Cross,
where they started the UN. They started the UN there.
Yes. And so, the whole idea was Mikhail Gorbachev claims to be this big environmentalist. No, he's just like they've been doing since Karl Marx and Frederick Engels in 1883. They're using environmental crises, mostly imagined, in order to put forward their agenda because they feel that that's the best way to get people to bend to their wishes, scare them with pollution.
How do we beat these? How do we beat just flaming criminals?
It's so tough, Alex, because they've been so diabolical in the way they've instilled this. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, oh, they're giving us a chance to voice our concern regarding Agenda 21 being launched in the San Francisco Bay Area. But in order to defeat it, we would literally have to get every city council to vote against it. So they've been able to spread us out. So we're fighting the battles out here, but man, we're fighting so many battles at once, and they've made it that way on purpose. So other than electing people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Tom McClintock and several others into Congress in order to reverse this thing, I'm just telling you, this is a very strong uphill battle.
We're a rich country. Criminals figured out a great scam to take over. And people say, well, why do they work 40 years to get this? They were collecting money from well-meaning people the whole time, yes, building their criminal operations, getting, yes, old ladies to sign their land over to them. Yes. I mean, just incredible filth. The criminal viciousness of these people. I mean, I keep using that term because they are vicious mafia trash. I mean, people talk about Scientology, you know, being this organized thing. Folks, this is a billion times bigger than that. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're taking 20 minutes of calls with our guests, and I'm going to get into other world news. We're going to go to Jenny, then Michael, Mark, Dave, Mark, and many others that are holding. Our guest, who, by the way, is talk show host in his own right and former TV weatherman and you name it, you can tell that. In fact, maybe soon I can get, I'm sure he's a busy guy, get Brian Sussman to fill in on the show because we're always looking for great people to sit in. A lot of times I'm here working when I have folks every few weeks sit in for a day or two just because I'm launching so many new things, I'm busy, but I bet Brian is as well, but I'd like to invite him sometime from San Francisco where he's based via Skype to host the show. Brian Sussman, again, best-selling author, Eco-Tyranny is the book, available at InfoWarsShop.com. We've been talking about their criminal takeover and the fact that we've won the battle intellectually. They don't care. They're just focusing on brainwashing our kids. Let's go to Jenny in Florida. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, Jenny.
Yes, hi, Alex. I've been watching and listening to your show for about a month. Found it on Facebook when you had the Dracula photo of Obama, and I thought that was so interesting. And I thought, I got to know more about who this Alex Jones is. And my ex-husband first told me about this New World Order and all this stuff in 2006, and I said, you are nuts. You're absolutely nuts, because I'm a retired federal officer. So I'm like, you're nuts. You know, you're just against the government. But no, after all the evidence that you've presented, anyway, shortly I wanted to get to the point is, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Morse family in Florida, but they own the Villages in Florida. They own 33 miles, square miles, I just looked it up, of Florida land, and their goal is to take over all of Florida for retirees and have them live in these little villas, these little condos, this little, you know, niche, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Bloomberg wants to follow Germany's suit. Germany's passed a law that by 2020, and it's phased in, you get tax incentives or penalized if you don't. No more single-family homes. You must live in these collectivized homes. And I have a UN book from 1980 for U.S. school kids where they told us in the future we wouldn't live alone but in dormitories. Let me get a comment from our guest on that, and then you come back, Jenny, in Florida.
Alex, you're spot on. This is a UN plan, and it was incorporated into Agenda 21 in 1992 and reiterated when this last UN conference a few weeks ago. But the idea is to get people certainly out of rural areas, return that back to nature, get people out of suburbs and herd them into urban areas, concentrating them in stack and pack housing, as I like to call it, next to urban transportation hubs. So the idea is no more cars, no more choices, certainly no more houses in the suburbs. And one of the reasons that they'll be able to do this if they continue is because the price of energy is going to be so out of sight that you won't be able to afford.
That's like Obama said. He said, you can have a coal plant, but we're going to bankrupt you.
Exactly. So get you out of the 2,000 square foot house into a little condo, a little hovel, where you'll be able to monitor your footprint, a carbon footprint, a little more easily. This plan comes right from the United Nations.
But it gets better. Al Gore will have seven houses, some of them 20,000 square feet, and all these jets and things, and you'll pay him to even be able to use carbon so he can live in giant palaces.
Yeah, and I think I've written some of the most damning stuff on Al Gore, both Climategate and Eco-Tyranny, and I get a kick out of this. He has one of his beautiful homes here in San Francisco, and it's interesting because it's located in this area that he says will become a flood zone.
So, yeah, it's incredible. Jenny, any other points?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the Morrises are very good friends with the Bush family, and to tout, you know, environmentalism and all this stuff, they were just families of theirs. I don't know if which Moore family was involved, but they were just busted hunting big game in Yellowstone. So, you know.
All right, well, I don't know about that particular family. I'll have to look into it. But, yeah, Bush signed on to all this because it's big business. This is big business. The big multinationals, Goldman Sachs, they're bankrolling it because they're going to make you live where they want, and they own the property. It's feudalism. It's mafia. We'll be back with our guests and your calls.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got this long segment here with our guest, best-selling author Brian Sussman. He's a meteorologist, radio talk show host in his own right, and he's written Eco-Tyranny along with Climategate and The Greatest Hoax that are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. I should add, discounted with a free citizen rule book. Knowledge is power, and that's why you should get the book, read it, and then pass it on to others. We're taking phone calls in this segment, then I'm going to get into the incredible economic news and then the military news, as well as some police state and Second Amendment news, some Stasi news. It's all coming up after our guest leaves us. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Texas, listening on 1630 AM KKGM. Then we'll go to Mark and others. Michael, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, gentlemen. A comment. I just finished up an international study tour trip as a part of my UT Dallas exec MBA program. We visited China, the apple of David Rockefeller's eye, and we visited a company that was required part of the trip. It's called Digital China. You've got to look it up. Have Paul Watson or his brother look it up, or one of your other great authors. This company developed smart cities, and one of their features, their new exciting feature that the presenter told us about, was that you had to have all of your food scanned. If you lived in one of these smart cities, before you put it in the refrigerator or the freezer, it had to be barcoded and scanned so that the government knew everything you have in your refrigerator and your freezer.
Oh, no. Sir, let me stop you. They're building a smart city in the middle of Austin with federal and globalist money. They're building them in New Mexico, Arizona, California. And these are tentacle command bases where they bankrupt you and let the first slaves live for free in them behind barbed wire.
Yes.
Then, I'm not joking, I'm showing photos right now if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and they subsidize others then in the next ring of the prison while penalizing people that don't enter into it. So it's siege, it's economic warfare, and they say in the future, they already subsidize old folks who live in these retirement places where they scan everything in the refrigerator. This is the total model of control, but you're saying you were sent there, and there they were promoting it. When you hear smart growth, think feudalism. When you hear smart meter, think spy meter, slave meter. When they say smart growth or smart meter, look out. Let's get a comment here from our guest.
Yeah, and again, everything Alex has said is absolutely true, and I've done a lot of research on the smart meter, the home area network, the smart grid, the Energy Star appliances. They're all working together to monitor every move you make inside of your home, and for that matter, outside of your home. And another facet of this, Alex, is, of course, here in the San Francisco Bay Area, there's a plan to make driving. And again, this is a plan that has been legislated, and now they're studying it to put it forward and into practice to make driving five times more expensive to get us out of our car and into mass transit. And one of the other things that they're really seriously considering is putting GPS units on our vehicles so they will tax us by the mile. But all of that said, again, if you're going to have nationalized health care, well, then don't you think the government, of course, then is going to tell you what you should eat? That's why they want to monitor every food stuff that you'll have in your home.
Oh, no, it's already started in England. They have ads for computer companies on TV for Germany where all the cars are tracked and taxed, but also they're scanning where you're going and marking that down with all the little RFID, and that they don't have to dig through your trash can to give you $5,000, $3,000 fines like Miami does. All of it is scanned by garbage trucks that drive by, making sure you put it all in the right bin. I mean, it is a hell level of surveillance.
Yes. And again, this is the entire planet. It's in the name of saving the environment, which is a bunch of crap. It's not about clean air. It's not about clean water. This is about using these phony crises to get us under control. Because again, let's just go back to Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, who believe that most of us don't have a brain capable of regulating our behavior, and therefore we need the elites to keep us under control. Otherwise, we'll go wild, kill one another, and destroy the planet.
Meanwhile, caller, go ahead.
No, all 43 people, I mean, these are C-level executives in companies all over the world that go into this program. It's called the Global Leadership Executive MBA, and they're all clapping. Wow. And I asked a question. I said, well, why does a population of 1.4 million people have worries about food safety? Have they ever before? I mean, the population is absolutely exploding. And I use your statistic, Alex. I mean, you got a greater chance of dying of a bee sting than you do of a terrorist, you know, hurting the food supply. And they all laughed at me. They're all... You know, that's ridiculous.
I mean, no, it's a total cult because they know they're there to show they're going to clap, to be minions in the new tyrannical hell system with the control freaks, as the CIA director bragged, watching you through all your appliances and controlling it. And then when you don't feed your kids right, they say they're going to come take your kids from you. I mean, these people are unbelievable.
Animals. Yeah, and the other part is, Alex, you talked about the other day, and I know you've never, ever, ever called for violence. There's never been a greater advocate of the information war as a way to beat these people. But, I mean, at what point does a warrior poet, even George Washington or Thomas Jefferson, say, okay, now it's time to defend ourselves? I mean, if...
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. They staged Oklahoma City and other events to blame it on libertarians and conservatives because they want to make us morally the bad guys. Okay, they... So what we have to understand is we're having a better effect waking people up. We're winning the culture war now. They're accelerating things, acting even crazier. We have a chance of beating them. I'm not going to a FEMA camp, which they now admit. I'm not that they've set up. I'm not going to one of their re-education centers. Nobody's forcibly inoculating my children. But that's defensive. Let's get Brian Sussman's take on that question.
Well, offensively, some of the things we could do if we would just have some people who are constitutionally motivated in the Congress, and there are some, as you know, Alex, but not enough. We need to dismantle the Department of Interior. This is one of the things I talk about extensively in Eco-Tyranny. We don't need national parks. The founders never wanted us to have national parks. Let's give those national parks, those national wetlands, those national marine sanctuaries, let's give those back to the states. They could probably make them cash positive endeavors, and then they can decide what to do with the land, the resources, etc. That's one thing we should do. The other thing that's so obvious is shut down the EPA. Every state has their own EPA. Ours in California makes the federal EPA look like a bunch of pikers. We don't need the EPA. So those are some of the things we could begin doing right now to bring some sanity and constitutional morality back into the equation.
And by the way, it was David Rockefeller that financed the entire National Park Program to create the modern environmental movement. It was about keeping people from going out west and getting their own land. It was basically about them gobbling it up and controlling it. And now they've used those under the biospheres and other systems to grab land outside the parks.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at Rockefeller's doctoral thesis, and it was about these very issues. So it's nothing that was hidden. But again, it's all about the information, Alex, as you know. If you take the time to dig up the data, you will see that this has been in the oven of bad ideas for a long time.
Let's go to another caller here quickly. Let's talk to Mark listening on KOMY 1340 AM in Santa Cruz, California. You're on the air with our guest.
Yes, sir. There are people going door to door, knocking on doors of people they don't know, saying, tune into KOMY 1340 right now. And, you know, I sure hope that Brian Sussman will sit in for you, Alex. I think he would make a great substitute. I would like to say that Dr. Sam Keen, during the Gorbachev World Summit Conference a few years ago there in Brian's land there in San Francisco, got a standing ovation when he said we need to kill 90% of the world's population. Eliminate.
I know.
90% of the world's population. And if you think I'm lying, Dr. Stan, Brian Sussman's good friend on RadioLiberty.com, has the speech. It's not a lie. These people mean business. They mean business. And I want us to, many of you, to buy ClimateGate through Infowars.com. And may Brian Sussman sell a million copies and keep up the good work, guys.
Absolutely. I mean, the reason I start hyperventilating sometimes and talking fast, because as a normal person with family, these are criminals. These are scary people who all talk about how they want to reduce us down to 100 million or less. That's a 90-plus reduction in world population. They want to not let Africa get power plants. These are horrible people. They're not misguided liberals. They're monsters.
Alex, I have a friend, and I speak of him in both of my books. This is a guy who is he's actually a partner with Al Gore at one of the venture capital firms in the Silicon Valley. This is if you and I were to sit down with this guy, he would be like our brother. But he's a businessman and he's a partner in this firm where Al Gore was brought in as a partner as well. This guy has spoken to individuals who have actually attended the Bilderberger meetings. These are other, you know, highfalutin venture capitalists. And he's talked to them about their, you know, Bilderberger plans. You know, have a couple drinks, start talking. And these guys will tell you, one of the reasons why they're invested in the green movement is because they see this as a green bubble, like the internet bubble, a green bubble. And they also see the entire global economy perhaps collapsing. And this may be their last shot at making big, big bucks. Now, if that's the case, that's why you have Al Gore and his ilk out there hyping global warming, because without global warming, without climate change, without an ecological disaster, they don't have a chance to make all of this big money, which some of them will admit may be their last opportunity, a lifetime to score.
Listen, if you've got to go, Brian, that's fine. I'd like to do one more segment here so we can talk to Dan listening on XM166 and a few others. Can you do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, great. We're going to go to break, come back in a little six-minute segment, then I promise I'll get to all this other news after Brian leaves us. But it makes me so angry that we've got real environmental issues, real problems to face, and they are just brainwashing people in the public schools. They are brainwashing them everywhere. And they are, I live in Austin, where my family, you know, where my mom is from. I mean, where I've got family going back to, you know, the Alamo here in Central Texas. This is where I live. I love Austin. Most people here are constitutionalist, but you've got a tiny clique of crooks that run my town, and they are just stealing everything. And I want to beat these people. All right, Alex Jones here, back live. During the break with calculators, we're public school educated, so it took a while. We did the math. There's a little over 7 million people in the world, and most globalists say reduce this by 90%. The liberals go, no, only kill 80% by wars, cutting off food, whatever. But it's 1.43%. So they want to reduce the population from 7 billion to 100 million, because the U.S. population is only 4% of the world. We're 310 million. It's 1.43. So they want to reduce the world population by over 98% if they want to reduce us down to 100 million, as some of them say. And because they have this idea that it will all then be theirs, and they're going to have the life extension technologies and the rest of it, they don't want you to have that. This is what they say. They want the future for themselves. They are the most vicious, selfish, pig-like people on Earth, and they're running around lecturing us. And the CIA is bragging they're wiring our houses with it to spy on us. I mean, these people are the ultimate threat. It's basically like body snatchers took over or something, okay? I mean, we're so late in the game here. These people are vicious scum. You cannot hate them enough. I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, we're in a desperate situation. I'm sorry I'm ranting, but there's just got to be some way out of this with these monsters. Dan, listening on XM 166. You're on the air with best-selling author Brian Sussman of Eco-Tyranny. Go ahead.
Alex, this is P.I. Dan, your Bilderberg videographer.
Oh, yeah, buddy. How you doing?
Real good, sir. I had an epiphany. I remember the conversation I had with my dad when I was like 10 years old. And he was talking about how a quote from Nikita Khrushchev, it's four sentences long. It says, "We will take America without firing a shot. We will bury you. We can't expect American people to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving them small doses of socialism until they awaken one day to find that they have communism. We do not have to invade the United States. We will destroy it from within."
Yeah, and that's because the same bankers, the Rockefellers, set them up. That's why this is, because if you read None Dare Call a Conspiracy, that incidentally we sell at InfoWarsShop.com, that woke myself up and, you know, helped the light bulb come on for Brian, it explains there's an ultra-rich group who hates middle class and independent wealthy. I appreciate your call, sir. You want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, and getting back to this population control, because, Alex, it all ties in. You have Hillary Clinton at the UN's International Conference on Population and Development talking about the launch of a new program in the United States that will be the centerpiece of foreign policy. That new program was $63 billion to go to the third world to reduce population. Now, how are they reducing population? Well, it's not by handing out condoms. It's by sterilization and abortion. That's $63 billion of our money for this particular UN population plan. That is a crime.
And Bill and Melinda Gates are helping finance abortion. And again, all these yuppies, they'll tell you, okay, I'm not really a liberal. I do want to kill these brown people. And I say to those racists, because they hate blacks and Hispanics and Asians so much, they dress as hippies to, as a cover. I mean, you know them. You live around them. They're in San Francisco. They'll tell you. It was like Margaret Sanger said, "I want to kill these blacks so bad, we're going to pose as liberals." You can read her papers. She said, "We're going to kill these weeds." They know what they're doing. I forget the point I was going to make. They're just so incredibly vicious.
Yes, they are. And Alex, I mean, getting back to the color of skin, look at the African continents. Look at, for example, how we decided that we weren't going to fight malaria with a compound that was known to work every time it was employed. And so we have millions of people dying of malaria. We have disease on the African continent, the likes of which is just unimaginable. And yet these liberals, these elites, stand by and let it happen. But God forbid that we would ever have infrastructure for clean water and infrastructure for sewers and infrastructure for power and electricity down there, because they don't want to, they say they don't want to mess with that pristine environment. Listen, this in and of itself is population control of the African continent.
You're absolutely right. And the point I was about to get to is that when you look at the numbers and just how diabolical all of this is, just their carbon taxes alone, Lord Monckton estimated would kill a billion people over the next decade. And if you industrialize, these people would actually have less children. It's just so cold-blooded what they're doing. And they're just running absolutely rampant. And I try to tell the hippies and the yuppies, hey, dummy, they're doing it to you too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're doing this. These are equal opportunity destroyers. They will use any peon they can to front their product. But it's interesting when you talk to people. I mean, I talk to these kids out there with their clipboards from Greenpeace and the Sierra Club and the Nature Conservancy. And I'll start talking to them about liberty. And I'll talk to them about freedom. And their eyes begin to open a little bit when I show them that what they're fronting is antithetical to liberty and freedom. Their eyes start to open just a little bit, and that's why we need to keep...
Absolutely. Brian, we got to get you back up very soon. God bless you. The book's available at InfoWarsShop.com. Thank you so much, sir. Amazing. We'll be right back with the news. Stay with us.
She's a cool blonde.
Moves like a cat.
And if you get her name. Well, she's got the looks.
She's got the looks that kill.
That kill. She's got the looks.
She's got the looks that kill.
That kill. Tell us. Rockefeller releases the bioweapon, boy. Yeah. All right, that's enough of that. That's dedicated to Mr. Napolitano, who's got looks that kill, the head of Homeland Security. I mean, Miss Napolitano. Looks that kill, not in a good way. I'm just being mean. I'm sorry. You got to be mean to these people, so I'm not sorry. They're a bunch of murdering globalist scum, pushing total tyranny, destroying our national sovereignty, legalizing the illegal aliens, engaging every crime you can imagine, funding Al-Qaeda openly, and I personally am sick of them. All right, I promise to go to your phone calls, so I'm going to take five of them here. Ralph just called in, but he disagrees, so I'll put him at the head of the line. And then we'll go to Eric, Mike, Brian, and John. But I got to move quick because I've got to get more into the military news and the economic news and some other important cutlets of information here today. And I'm going to shoot some special reports after the show that are going to air Monday when Mike Adams sits in here. But there will be a special report Monday that Aaron and I are going to put together dealing with the nature of the globalists. It's going to be very, very important. Right now, let's talk to Ralph Lauren from Michigan. Come on down. You disagree. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex. I'm calling to correct a meaningful error of fact that I hear on your program from time to time concerning the origins of federal income tax, Alex. I've heard it said that we got the income tax with the 16th Amendment or we got the income tax with the Federal Reserve Act, and these are both incorrect, Alex.
We got
the income tax in 1862 with the Revenue Act of 1862, Alex. And that tax was an excise tax, Alex. And an excise tax is an indirect tax. It's not a direct tax. And if you've got to move quick here, Alex, I'll move as quick as I can here, because let me first give credit to the book that is responsible for my education on this matter.
Oh, is that the book he wrote?
Excuse me, sir?
Is that the book he wrote?
I didn't write a book, no, but I'm going to tell you about the book.
Oh, you're pausing on that authority deal. I'm done with you. I appreciate your call. Listen, I don't mind somebody calling up to correct me or whatever, and I'll look into that, but just the, hey, that's good. Just go do it. I mean, that's great, bud. I'm bad. You're good. Everything, we got the story. You can send me a email about the book if you want me to look it up. I just, the Federal Reserve came in 1913 and they passed the 16th Amendment. And I've interviewed all the scholars who went, like Bill Benson and Red Beckman, the founder of the fully informed jury movement, you name it, all the lawyers, all the Congress people, all of it. We got what you know of as this income tax, this progressive income tax, the same year to pay the Federal Reserve. And that's in the Communist Manifesto. That's in the Communist Manifesto. You get a central bank and then get an income tax to finance it. And they had the Ronald Reagan's commission back in 81. Was it called the Reese Commission or the Grace Commission? I had an original copy of it out there in my stack. We just cleaned off the table. I was covering it about a month ago. And it's not true. The income tax is unconstitutional. It's been proven to be, it wasn't even ratified by the states. That's been proven. And it's the Federal Reserve you pay the money to. And so, yeah, they had some other taxes that a lot of people argue were unconstitutional. And I'll look up that particular one. But I mean, that was just the venom of it all. Just bizarre. I you can pick up a lot from a voice, but just very strange. You want to do those pregnant pauses. Bye bye. You know what? I mean, play games. I put you up front, But I just weird little games that people do. I just can't do it. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Canada. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you again.
Good. Thank you.
I had an idea. You were asking, like, what can we do? And it's just, it occurred to me, well, since the government is openly more or less corporatistic and fascistic, like, maybe we should get, like, a citizens union going or something, you know?
Yeah, and I agree with you, but they infiltrate those and call them terrorists, but you still got to go ahead and do it. It's anybody that calls for violence, you know, is an operative or misguided. But we've all got to do something. I mean, I think the main thing is they can't get away with this without moral authority. So just every way you can, whether it's banner hangs or YouTube videos or Facebook posts or everybody, just hammer the enemy. And that's how we're going to defeat them and expose the private Federal Reserve and expose that they have similar systems in every other country they control. First thing they did when they took over Baghdad was put in a central bank and start all that manipulation. These bankers take control because they control the fiat issuance of currency and credit, and now we live and die by them in this global government.
Yeah, but you know, if someone like yourself or maybe Jesse Ventura would head up something like this, someone that's trustworthy, you know.
Well, I mean, Ron Paul's done a lot of good identifying the problems. We can debate the solutions all day, and Rand Paul overall is doing a good job. But I mean, I'm sure. I mean, we can come out with basic ideas and you know, a manifesto against their tyranny. But I'm just busy trying to identify the globalists and how they're operating, just to get people somewhat awake. And then I believe in the power of crowdsourcing of the people, that all of you are going to be able to crush these folks. God bless you. It's good to hear from you. Look, despite all their propaganda, people are turning against abortion worldwide, not just here. I mean, a total flip in the numbers. And they're turning against gun restriction, victim disarmament. I mean, we understand now what it's all about. And the numbers are all there. They're freaking out. They're carbon taxes, their global warming, their environmental stuff, being henpecked at the grocery store because you want to have a bag or whatever. You know, okay, we can ban my bags when you stop doing cross-species GMO and real environmental issues. But see, that's not what this is about. These globalists could care less about the environment. In fact, they're so nihilistic it makes my head spin. Let's talk to John in Louisiana. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Hey, I got a local GOP group reaching out for some libertarians, and I just purchased Mr. Sussman's book about eco-tyranny, and I think I'm going to present that to him and talk about that.
Well, thank you for the mid-air refueling.
Oh, you're welcome. Also, the EPA down here in South Louisiana, they're on this kick about any land with palmettos on it is classified as wetlands. Well, I got news for them. Palmettos grow all over South Louisiana.
No, I saw that in the news. No, sir. They just pick a snail, a cave bug, a palmetto, beautiful, by the way, and just take over. And that's what they do, so they can say you don't own your land anymore. And maybe if you pay them off and know the right people, or give part of your land to Nature Conservancy or Sierra Club, then you might be able to use your land. This is nothing but these people are mafia, period.
Exactly. But you can get through. But like you said, you do have to pay off some people or know some people to get through.
That's what it's all about. Yep.
One more point. I heard an English documentary about they were talking about 9/11 and some other things, and they mentioned common purpose. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, they have a big group over there. After they implode this society, they create these fake charities that are government-funded who basically nanny state and ninny and spy and everything, and that's what it does, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, good to talk to you, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they've had my videos removed with people fighting them. They claim copyright and stuff and have my... that censored off the web. Not allowed to talk about our gracious leaders over in England. Let's talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on the air, Brian.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great to talk to a fellow patriot today.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
I wanted to call you today to talk about drones. My wife was followed by one yesterday on her way home from work.
Yeah, you know, that's a show we should do. Is where we have everybody calling who's been followed by drones, because I see it in newspapers everywhere now, where the mayor sees one or this and that, and it's happening all over. Little ones, big ones, you know, flying low, and they have announced 30,000, and they're being weaponized against us. Tell us what happened.
Well, she was driving home from work. It was pretty late. It was the sun was going down, so she couldn't see it as clearly. But it was about, she said, about a foot or foot and a half in length, and it was literally right behind her windshield, her rear. So she saw it in the rear view mirror.
Yeah, that's they love to harass us with these.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all part of us feeling small.
She's pretty dangerous. You know, she's a pregnant mother.
Well, that's the most. That is the most dangerous time. Yeah. They hate the family. They hate the unborn child, but go ahead.
Exactly. So, yeah, she said it was bird-like, and it had wings that were doing some kind of a crazy flapping on it, and it followed her for about probably 3 miles. And that's all that she could see of it. Who knows if it was above her or in some other position where she couldn't see it.
Well, it happened to Joe Farah. It's happened to a lot of people I know.
Yeah.
But I've talked to a family member who saw a bigger drone at about 1,000 feet, but it was clearly small enough that it wasn't piloted, and it had a red light on the nose. That was it, flying around at dusk. It's going on. They're launching them everywhere. Texas is leading the way. Arde Saveda, next time I get him in studio, if he's got the courage to do it, I shouldn't challenge him. He does, obviously. Mr. Charming. Let me decide if that's a really good guy or a really bad guy yet. If he's a bad guy, he's really bad, because I don't pick up that he's a bad guy, but he does bad things. There's a lot of good guys that paved the road to hell with good intentions. They wanted this big, expensive, you know, multi, how much was it? Like $15 million or something for some helicopter. And that obviously got thrown out. So he goes, well, the answer is a bunch of drones. And they're already got them crashing and running into other airplanes, and it's just going to be no big deal. See, when there's a real threat, like Mexico collapsing, 40-plus to 60,000 dead, they argue the numbers, hundreds of heads being dumped off everywhere, that's no big deal. But drones crashing and all the rest of it, that'll be no big deal. But Al-Qaeda now, that's really scary. I appreciate your call. Let me hit the news now, some of the news I didn't get to, and then we'll go back to calls, but I promise to get to this. Again, report out of Ynet News, Syria moves missiles to Lebanese border. Days after Netanyahu and Barack warned of possible military intervention in Syria, Assad moves anti-aircraft missile batteries to Lebanese border. I mean, this is just getting crazy. And Israel fighting on the side of Al-Qaeda. And that's the reality. But it doesn't fit the script, so people just, if you can get somebody to wake up to this, which is admitted, they may be able to break their matrix programming. Because the people running Israel could care less about Israel. The people running Israel, and it's beyond Netanyahu and these puppet characters, radiated 110,000 Jewish children and killed most of them with the ringworm children. Look it up. So the globalists hate everybody. Let's continue. The Jerusalem Post, don't attack Iran now, warns ex-IDF chief. So we've got that saying it'll be a disaster. Ahmed Dinajib actually said, and here it is out of the Jerusalem Post, that anyone who loves freedom and justice must strive for the annihilation of the Zionist regime, that means the government when you say regime, in order to pave the way for world justice and freedom. But that was taken, and that's an inflammatory comment right there, but Ahmadinejad, world forces must annihilate Israel. That's not actually what he said, but what do you expect? Israel Prime Minister says time running out to stop Iran's nuclear program. Here's the New York Times. Israel intensifies with the U.S. talks on Iran options. So that's all starting to come to a head. And then right here, Al-Qaeda directs Free Syrian Army in controlled demolition of Syria. And in this article at Infowars.com by Suzanne Puzzle, who's been doing a great job. One of her stories last week got up on Drudge, DrudgeReport.com. She just breaks down all the mainstream links to Al-Qaeda being the main force. In fact, I've got a bunch of those articles right here. Ayatollah said yesterday, war within weeks, Iran prepared for a strike on nuclear facilities in September or October. As we've been telling you, they're getting ready for martial law here. The police have never been told at this level to get ready for martial law in the military. So it looks like they may be planning it. Then they're going to blow stuff up here to blame it on Iran. You can bet your bottom dollar that's going to happen if they do trigger the war. And they'll use that to roll out TSA nationwide and begin the groping, the new sacrament of your family. The end of Al-Qaeda. U.S. claims it has broken the back of terrorist group that it funded and created, not the U.S., but the bankers that run us, as attacks fall to 2005 levels. You mean as they, because all the Al-Qaeda people are in Libya and Syria, you mean? That's Daily Mail. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Here's London Guardian. Syrian rebels, who happen to be al-Qaeda, add explosive expertise to guerrilla tactics, and they've got the U.S., NATO, and Israel, and Turkey, that's in all the news, shipping anti-aircraft missiles into them. And, of course, they got over 10,000 of those from Gaddafi, al-Qaeda did, after they took him out, including 2,000 that were guided. Heat seeker and radar seeker. Okay, always nice to have a radar missile shooting into your engine when you take off. They're at the local airport. Of course, they'll just use that to take our rights. Works perfectly. Use al-Qaeda to take over other countries. Use the fear of them to take our rights here. Sounds good, doesn't it, for the New World Order? All right, there's London Guardian. Here's RAI Novastat. Turkey supplies Syrian rebels with air defense missiles. Here's London Guardian again. Al-Qaeda turns the tide for rebels in battle for eastern Syria. And it goes on to say how great al-Qaeda is. Okay. Obama signs order supporting Syria's rebels. Report says U.S. government source acknowledges that U.S. is collaborating with a secret nerve center operated by Turkey and its allies. That's AP, London Guardian, Reuters, and the main command force is al-Qaeda. Continuing, that is just some of the news. German intelligence, al-Qaeda all over Syria, running attacks, Asia Times. That's just some of the news on the military front right there. Now let us continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're going to come back from break and hit the economic news. I'm going to shoot two reports today that we're going to air Monday on the show. I may even air this one Sunday because I want to properly review Future Government, Our Future World by Harriet S. Abels. This is children's books from the J. Lumpton Simpson Middle School Library. This is I remember reading this book when I was in elementary school. When someone handed it to me at Bilderberg protest, I was like, whoa, I've read this as a child. In fact, I read the whole series. I remember reading it and thinking it didn't sound too good when I was like 6 or 7 years old, could barely read. But here it is. It's World Government for Children. I'm going to do a report on that for the Sunday show. We'll see if we can get it done by Sunday or not Monday. I'm going to do a whole other big report. But don't forget, we've got the Eco-Tyranny book, Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, all the other books and films, Behold a Pale Horse, the film, all of it available at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget, InfoWars Nightly News every night at 7 o'clock. It's 15 cents a day. We're on hiatus until Tuesday just because we're getting the new crew in and things. But once we officially launch it, we'll never be able to rest. Stay with us. Let's run through some of the economic news. To old Kentucky. All right, let's go ahead. We got a guy from Kentucky works in here. He bid farewell to old Kentucky, where he was born and raised. Good movie. Economy adds, supposed to be the Iliad. It's like a takeoff on that. The Odyssey, the Iliad, the Uliad. Economy adds 163,000 jobs. And again, I kind of mentioned some of this economic news earlier. Let me get to the bottom of it. That's why I'm going back through it. And I've got all these articles where they say that, oh, we've gained a little bit of jobs. But then CNS News breaks down that there were 195,000 fewer people employed in the United States in July than in June, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, as the national unemployment rate ticked up to 8.2%. And then it actually goes over the numbers. And there's also a CNBC article here where they admit that real unemployment rate shows far more jobless because they don't count people that have gone off the unemployment rolls and just given up. And again, some states are as high as 22.1%. That's Nevada, California at 20.3%. So all this stuff you're hearing being debated is just pure smoke and mirrors. It's all a distraction, and I can't believe Romney even takes part in it, but of course I do because he's bought and paid for by the same people. Also, California, I was really counting on that Facebook scam money, but now that crash has hosed California tax revenue, poor government. What will you do? Again, they tell the cops, go out and write more tickets. I saw this ad for a newscast yesterday. I wasn't watching TV at home. Where did I see it? Around the office, I guess. And it was like, police don't even have body armor. It's held together with duct tape. And their cars are falling apart. They need more money. Well, yeah, because almost all the money you generate goes to the city. And then that goes to be invested in things that are never meant to be paid because it's all a big scam. But they tell the cops, go write more tickets. We don't have money for tires or radios. It's the oldest scam in the book. You just got to love scams. Land of the scam, home of the slave. Facebook growth clouded by dubious accounts. And that's AFP and fake bots going around. We told you about that last week, but now here it is in the news. French news agency running major scam on the mark that is us. Facebook stock near half off its original price. Of course, the owners of it all dumped it right when they got it, most of it. But they won't get in trouble like Martha Stewart, who did nothing. The real crime bosses, that's why they run the New World Order. That's what it's all about. Don't worry, though. The cops will write old ladies more tickets. Continuing here, IRS pays out billions in fraudulent refunds, CNBC, mainly to illegal aliens. I'm very close to getting a big IRS whistleblower on the show. And that's just some of the nice economic news there. Vacant Detroit becomes dumping ground for the dead. Yeah, that's Associated Press, but they're not hyping up all the dead bodies that get dumped there in the government wonderland. Imagine what $23 billion or $22 billion in taxpayer money could have done to rebuild Detroit, but instead it went to ship General Motors to China. But that's okay, because Obama cares about us. San Bernardino files for Chapter 9 bankruptcy. And that's good, because the feds will then take over, and then the globalists, when they bankrupt the federal government, will take that over. We're going into receivership. It's wonderful to be slaves to the bankers. The feds' gold is being audited by the Treasury, which it controls. Zero hedge. Spain and Italy are toast unless Germany allows the ECB to print trillions of euros that goes directly to the bankers. And that is just some of the news there. Like I said, this Sunday, 4 to 6, we got a big transmission lined up, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.